Welcome to another episode of Behind the Bull Podcast, giving you behind-the-scenes content on Utah State sports. I'm Jackson Curtis, and I'll be your host today. So today's May 15th. We got another special guest for you guys today. I got the chance to interview with Marlene Anyabuoso from the Utah State women's basketball team. We kind of talk about her clutch moments as an Aggie and what are her plans after basketball here on Behind the Bull. So you started playing when you were 10 years old, and then from there you just kind of grew to love the game of basketball.
And I was like between 10 and 12, can remember, but I remember that day when I first started and I first touched the basketball, you know. I also remembered when I played for my high school, I was the captain at some point, and we won the tournament. It felt great, yeah.
I kind of grew up playing basketball and tennis, but I think it's really interesting to hear how it all started, and I think you have a really cool story. So what were some of the biggest differences you noticed when you came to Logan, Utah?
So when I first came here was during the summer, and I didn't see a bunch of people, because it was the summer, you know. So, but mainly I was kind of surprised, and I asked myself if I was like the only black in this town, you know. Everywhere I went was like all white people, like okay, this is kind of weird, what's going on, you know. But that's the first thing I noticed when I came here. And when we started the school year, I saw African American, especially among athletes, and I was kind of like relieved a little bit, you know, because I've been to Florida and Texas, and it was like mixed race, you know.
Was the culture pretty different too, coming from the other colleges you played at, and even from your hometown?
Like the environment was different. Talking to people was different, like the way they about you and stuff. Yeah. It was all different.
How did you get connected to Utah State Athletics?
So when I was in Fort Phillips in Texas, we started a season with a jamboree. It's like, it's a tournament where you play by a different team to see where your team's at, like before the actual season start, right? Coach J.C. Carter, he coached here like 2 years ago before I came here. So he saw me, and he talked to my coach about me, and they were sending letters to show me that they were interested in me. And after season, I talked to them more, and I came from a visit, and yeah, I really liked it, so I committed to USU Athletic.
Let's talk about some of the crazy moments you've had this season. One play I can remember is the buzzer beater shot against Boise State. What did Coach Finkbeiner tell the team in the huddle before that play happened?
Even before the game, it was like he talked to us and he said, well, at this point, we have nothing to lose, you know, because we struggled this, like, the past season, and we lost like a couple of close games, you know, and it was kind of hard on us, but we didn't give up, we kept playing, and we all went to that game thinking, well, we have nothing to lose, we just need to play hard, you know. So the score was even, and we huddled, and I think about going overtime, and we were trying to not let them score. I can't remember exactly what happened, but yeah, we were just trying to go overtime, you know.
Be Haley to shoot it, or she just going to pass it in, or how did it go down before?
The play he drew was for Steph for three, and he asked us to set like an elevated screen for Steph for the three, so I was the second option. Like, he told Haley, like, if Steph is not open, so just throw it to me. And, yeah, but Steph wasn't open, so Haley saw me open and she threw me the ball and I just jumped the ball.
I don't think people understand how crazy this shot is because there's 1.4 seconds left. You're pretty much double teamed by the time the ball gets to you. And honestly, from the camera angle, Marlene, you can't even see the basket. I mean, you can kind of see it, and then you throw it up there. How did that shot feel? And then how did it feel to beat Boise on the road?
From my mid range, I like the short corner. It's like one of my favorite spots to shoot in mid range. And the place where I caught the ball, I wasn't really feeling comfortable, but I could see the ring, but not quite. So I'm the kind of player that doesn't use the ball that much for a shot. So the place I caught the ball was like, it was my only option to kind of use the ball, but I had no idea it was going in. So with the time remaining on the clock, I was just like, okay, let me just shoot it instead of dribbling and go to the basket or do some crazy stuff. So I just shot it and it went in.
It was definitely a great moment in Aggie Athletics. It's going to be on the highlight reel for a while. Another impressive game I kind of want to talk about is the one against Colorado State. So you went 5 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from behind the arc, and then you made 6 of 6 free throws. So you literally shot 100%, which doesn't really happen in basketball. Like, it will happen sometimes, but not very often. And then not only that, but you make a halftime buzzer beater shot, another pass from Haley, which was crazy as well. What do you think was helping you during that game? Like, what made the difference?
At that point, I just told myself, because at the beginning of the season, I was a little stressed and I wasn't like really comfortable myself. I was like reserved, and I knew I was comfortable with what I was doing, you know, so I just kept going, and I was telling myself that I just need to, you know, help my team as much as I can and not regret anything later, you know. So I was just playing. I wasn't thinking too much.
I definitely showed throughout the season, and you ended up winning 6th player of the year in the Mountain West. So I definitely, yeah. It definitely proved. So congrats on that award.
Yeah.
And then you missed the final game of the season due to an ACL tear. But over the course of the season, you scored double figures in nine conference games. So you had a big impact on the team nonetheless. What were some things you did to stay motivated and help your team, even though you were on the sidelines for some of the tournament and the last game?
It was definitely hard for me to see them, you know, warm up and play the game with me on the sideline. I was literally crying on the sideline when they were like warming up and stuff, but it's something I couldn't control, so I just told myself to support them like they would for me. It was them, you know, and not giving up on them, because it's not because I'm not playing that doesn't mean that I can't be there for them. So yeah, and I was excited for them to be, you know, the teams, because most of the team we played was like close games, you know. So I was like, well, I just need to be there for them, support them. And
you can definitely tell in the games I've watched, you get the crowd hyped, you get the bench hyped, and a lot of basketball is getting the right energy in the arena where you're playing at. And I can see that you helped a ton, especially in Vegas.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And so now that the season's over, Marlene, we're kind of wrapping up here. What's next for you? Are you going to stay in the sport of basketball, transition somewhere else? What's the next step?
So I had my surgery a month ago, and I'm doing my therapy and, it's going well so far. So my plan is to stay till I'm done with this, so till December, and then I think I'm gonna go back home and trying to go overseas and play, you know, because it's not because I got injured. I know in my mind, in my heart, I'm not done yet playing, so I want to keep playing, so I'm going to stay and get better, then go back home, and from there, trying to find a team overseas and go play. Yeah, that's my goal, and I want it to happen.
I hope all the best for you, Marlene. I can definitely tell you got passion for the game, and I really hope overseas works out. I think it will. So thanks so much for having some of your time on Behind the Bull. We appreciate it.